This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 13th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All offer local shopping opportunities through NWA Deal Piggy and Ozark Deal Piggy. Registration and more information are available online at nwadealpiggy.com.
The KUAF website giveaway is offering 2 3-day passes to the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival, October 11th through the 13th in Ozark. Performers include Yonder Mountain String Band, Sam Bush, and more. Artist and musician-led family workshops will be offered, plus numerous vendors and outdoor activities. The drawing is Friday, September 28th, during Ozarks at Large at noon. Registration available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the latest acquisition by the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith, why the drought may actually be good news for wine lovers, and we'll have some audio previews of tonight's Blues Challenge at George's Majestic Lounge, sponsored by the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas.
But first, Senator Mark Pryor yesterday joined other elected officials in condemning the violence in Libya that resulted in the death of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, as well as 3 other Americans. He says the country needs to continue supporting people who are serving America abroad.
We know that they're over there doing a very valuable mission. You know, those men and women who choose that life where they want to serve this country and our embassies. And it's not just purely embassy personnel, because you can have people that are, say, with the Department of Commerce, the Department of Agriculture. I mean, they can be over there doing other things that are not truly, you know, truly diplomatic. They may be kind of soft diplomacy.
Senator Pryor says the people working for the best interests of the U.S. are also working to better the foreign lands in which they're stationed. Senator Pryor said that the deaths in Libya are a tragic loss for the country. As a side note, Arkansas and U.S. flags at the state capitol are flown at half-mast through Sunday out of respect for those killed in Libya. That's according to Governor Mike Beebe's spokesperson, Matt DeCampbell.
Though the mercury is now on its annual steady decline, officials in Benton County will have to put up with less of the heat next summer. County officials have decided to replace a 130-ton air conditioning unit that sits atop the county's administration building. The unit was originally installed when the building was built about 17 years ago. County Judge Bob Kleinert says that after sweltering through several breakdowns over the past few years, it's time to replace the unit.
15 to 20 years, somewhere in that range, is the life of a unit. And this one has reached its useful life. So we've decided to replace it and put a new unit in there and get it back to where it needs to be. We've had several times this summer when we've had no air conditioning in the building. It was actually 89 degrees in my office one day.
Replacement of the air conditioning unit will cost the county about $180,000. Kleinert says that installation of the new AC unit is not something that can be accomplished during the week.
Well, we can't have anybody in the building with that large of a unit swinging over the top of them with a crane. We're going to do it on a Saturday and a Sunday. Come in on a Saturday morning and do the work and get it hooked up. The new unit's exactly the same layout as the old unit, so we just disconnect the old unit, put the new unit on, and connect everything back, and it should be, we'd be back in service on Monday morning.
The county will take delivery of the new unit in about 10 weeks, long after the heat has subsided.
Construction will be an ongoing site at the Bentonville Airport after the City Council this week approved a budget adjustment for expansion and rehabilitation of the airport's north apron. Mike Bender, director of Bentonville's Public Works Department, says the apron north of the airport's northernmost taxiway is narrower than the rest of the airport's apron. He says the expansion will make the north apron as wide as the one to the south, which is used as parking for much of the airport's transient aircraft.
This expansion will give us an area to park more planes, as it has been getting crowded because we have such a small apron. And then in addition, when we park planes in that area, this will provide enough room that the planes and the hangars on that northern end can safely maneuver around and get to the runway or down to the fuel farm or that type of thing.
Bender says that development in Bentonville and at the airport has caused traffic to increase at the airport.
You know, and obviously Crystal Bridges has increased traffic out at the airport, averaging probably one plane a day, specific for Crystal Bridges visits with our apron. It's full a lot because we are getting some of the larger planes. We got limited space to park them. You know, to be safe, we need this project to put the planes in a safe spot and in a spot that allows safe maneuvering around the planes as they're parked.
He says that the total construction cost will be more than $591,000, but that also includes rehabilitating deteriorating paved areas on the apron.
Officials with the Arkansas Pharmacists Association say 75 to 100 pharmacists and staff will be affected by the closing of several USA drugstores in the state. Scott Pace works with the association and says consumers shouldn't be alarmed by Walgreens' decision to close 27 of the 46 USA drugstores in Arkansas.
I'm sure Walgreens will tell you that they'll be able to smoothly help through the transition, but there are a lot of other pharmacies in every town where pharmacists are going to be happy to step up and provide that personal service, reach out to the doctors to get refill requests if that's required in some of these cases, to help people find and settle into a new pharmacy home. Every pharmacist out there will strive to make it as minimally disruptive as possible.
Pace says the association has added a section to its website to help displaced pharmacists find new jobs. Seven locations are slated to close in northwest Arkansas. According to thecitywire.com, the closing stores in Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, and Siloam Springs could affect around 50 local jobs.
Time to cry.